This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Jerry Jones, is this guy, honestly, how funny is this guy? He's like losing his mind. Right? Like, I've heard people say he needs to just, you know, stop already. Stop talking. You know, they need to put a muzzle on him. That's not going to happen either when you're worth that kind of money, right? He's the man. And he'll talk literally until they stick him in the ground, right? Don't you believe that? He's not going to stop talking to the media. Has he ever once failed to do a million interviews? The guy just loves to listen to himself talk, doesn't he? But he's really done it now. A couple things. He said there is nothing in his mind that says the Cowboys can't win it all. That's a good one. And then how about this one? He thinks Jason Garrett will be coaching the NFL next year somewhere. That is just an absolute indictment on you are fired. That guy is doomed. Nobody has the exclusive skills to get the job done so that collectively you can win a Super Bowl. But there are qualified people. Jason Garrett is one of them. In my opinion, he'll be coaching in the NFL next year. And he wouldn't say he'll be coaching the Cowboys. Jason Garrett is a good coach. He's also one of the hardest working coaches. He knows this team better than anybody. I'm glad to have him. He is the guy for the job.
Here's what I love about this.
Then give him a contract.
Well, here's what I love about this is that
it's such a joke.
He says that, and, you know, that could turn around to get him because let's just say, you know, I don't think this is happening. You don't think this is happening.
That they run the table.
Well, not even that. Let's say they win the division, which I still think that they can. And maybe they win a couple games. You never know. Somebody comes into their building, wild card weekend, they win. You know, and then you know what Garrett can do? Because he's a free agent. You know, he's like you said, no contract after this year.
Right.
He remembers a comment like this or other things that have gone on. Suddenly Jerry wants to keep him. And if he really wanted to, he can go, you know what? You said I was going to coach somewhere in the NFL. Ain't going to be here. And maybe he goes and gets a job somewhere else. So what if you know what, Jerry, if you feel that way, just fire him today. Let him go now. You're not going to have to pay him much. Season's almost over. But you can't do that because you're still in the mix. I just think, like you say, I've said this to you a few times, you got to shut it down. Shut him down.
Shut him down.
Shut him down.
But his son.
Let the son do the talk.
He doesn't have the stones to shut up his
old
man.
Let the son do the talk.
You think that old man takes heat from his son?
Oh, no.
No way.
No way.
That guy's controlling interest is so controlling, that kid will never have any say until his dad's dead. Right? I mean, that's the bottom line. I mean, that's just all there is to it. Notice how much juice I have now that TR's gone? Did you see even Mafia? How about the juice I had at Pharrell's Giving? I sat at the head of the table for the first time in 20 years.
But let's be honest.
I took over that position.
Look at this team. Every week, how many other general managers... Because that is what he is, right? He's the general manager of the team. How many other general managers are doing press conferences after every game out there in the hallway?
None.
None of them. Now, I get it. You're also the owner, so you could do whatever you want.
But how about this guy saying that he thinks they can go to the hizzy?
Well, you know what?
He's tripping.
They could have the talent of a 2-14 team, and he'd say that.
But listen, but the Bills, that was all you need to know, the punch that they leveled on their jaw. It was worse than the wilder punch to Ortiz's face that left him thinking he was in the Caribbean. I was there ringside with Mafia. You saw that guy. He was seeing things. That guy, he had no clue where he was. He snapped out of that, like, what, 3-4 minutes later, Mafia? He was standing up in the ring after the fight was over. He finally snapped out of it. He started punching the ring ropes because he realized he had lost. He didn't even know he lost. He didn't even know he got knocked out.
Right. It took him a while to get his bearings back, for sure.
But do you feel that the Bills leveled the sucker punch on the Cowboys season? That was the end of the Cowboys, if you ask me.
Well, they had leveled it and opened the door wide open, and then Philadelphia kicked it back closed because they blew that game this weekend. I mean, if they had won and they tied it up, I think they had a clear path. Now they're still a game behind. I think it's still in the hands of the Cowboys. They have the toughest schedule. Obviously, you know, Philly's a much easier path. We went over it last night. But still, it's not that easy when you look at what they how they played the last couple of games. So if they were tied, it would be great. But now Cowboys are still in control.
So they're still – both of them are losers. The Cowboys have lost two in a row. The Eagles have lost three in a row. But you're telling me that the Eagles have – we went over this – the better – they have a
they
better
schedule.
They
have all division games left.
I think it's Giants twice, Washington once, Cowboys once.
And then what about the Cowboys? The
Cowboys are obviously in Chicago on Thursday night coming up.
Right. Chicago, they have the Rams.
Eagles and Redskins. I think they're playing the Rams in Dallas. That's a great game, but the Rams
are going to need the game too. Rams.
The Rams can beat the Cowboys.
Especially if they beat the Seahawks this Sunday night. Rams are really
good. I got to tell you, who's better? Do you think Prescott's better than Goff or
yes,
the other
Prescott's
one?
Better than
I think
Goff,
he's better.
But this is, you know, there's a whole
there's
team.
There's other team,
a whole team
members that
here.
Factor into it. Do you think the Cowboys get it done Thursday night?
I do.
You think they win in Chicago?
Yeah, I got a feeling that Dak's going to have a moment here on Thursday.
Because he has to.
They need it so bad. I don't think the Bears are that good. The Bears.
But the Bears have
around with the Lions on Thanksgiving.
The Bears have a bad. Don't they have? They have the same record as
the
Cowboys.
Record. Both 6-6.
But the Bears have no shot at anything.
I would say no. Not really. I mean, they're two games back of Minnesota. I mean, are they eliminated? No. They need to win all four of their games and get a lot of help.
Yeah, they're finished.
I just don't like the way they've looked, especially defensively the last couple weeks. I just don't like it.
There's no way they can catch, like, Minnesota.
I mean, were you impressed with that defense last week when that, whatever his name was, played for the Lions?
You know, in all reality, think of this. In all reality, there's only two teams ahead of them, the Niners and the Vikings. That's it. But I will give you, they're two games ahead of the Bears, the Vikings. But they're 8-4.
And the Rams, too, right? The Rams are ahead of them also, I think.
Oh, you're right. 7-5. I didn't see that. You're right. Never mind. Their season's over.
And they lost to the Rams, right?
Yeah, their season's over. Never mind. So you're probably right. That Dallas should go in there and win that game.
I don't think it'll be easy, but I think they're going to win the game.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.